Well, here in the United States, of those 5 confirmed coronavirus cases, 2 of them are in California, in Orange and Los Angeles counties. And Southern California health providers are now stepping up precautions. And as festivities for the Lunar New Year kicked off over the weekend, the deadly virus was on the minds of many. Robert Garova of member station KPCC reports.
Soon after the first case of new coronavirus was confirmed in L.A. County, health officials held a press conference to let people know they were on top of the quickly developing situation. L.A. County Department of Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer said the case poses no immediate threat to the general public and that additional help was on the way.
CDC will be sending a small team to join us in preventing the spread of the virus.
At Monterey Park Hospital, about 10 miles outside downtown L.A., healthcare workers said they were getting questions about the virus. The hospital serves an area with a large Chinese community. Infection preventionist Christina Marco said they were following instructions from the CDC, and they're making sure to ask screening questions about travel, flagging anyone who's recently been to Wuhan City, where the outbreak is centered.
Our staff has been alerted to look particularly for this region of China as an area of high alert.
One doctor I spoke with said the fact that the virus was spreading during flu season wasn't making things any easier for providers as they try to differentiate between people infected with influenza and those who are at high risk for the Wuhan coronavirus. In Los Angeles's large Asian American community, news of the spreading virus was front page of Chinese language newspapers and on the airwaves.
Our whole stations, we are covering this closely. We're following minute by minute, hour by hour, the updates. But at the same time, we're also responsible for not causing any panic.
That's Felix Guo. For the past 25 years, he's co-hosted a morning talk show called Today's Topic on KAZN Radio, a 24-hour Mandarin language station that broadcasts in the L.A. area. Guo's company is sponsoring the city of Alhambra's upcoming Lunar New Year festival. He says so far, organizers haven't seen any signs of decreased interest, and all of the vendors are still participating. The performers are local, so they didn't have any issues with travelers either. Guo says his listeners don't seem to be too worried about the outbreak.
I guess maybe one of the reasons is the sense of distance, that they see this as something that's happening far away.
That may change as word spreads about the confirmed cases of coronavirus in California. At a Taoist temple in the heart of LA's Chinatown, hundreds of people came out over the weekend to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The place of worship was bustling Saturday as celebrants burned incense and took photos under a sea of bright red and gold decorations. But for some, there was a cloud of sadness hanging over the holiday. Temple-goer Carrie Nye said her heart went out to the millions of people in China who've had their holiday stifled because of quarantine measures there.
It's just an unfortunate thing right now because, you know, right now with the new year and people getting together and this outbreak, you know, happened and it's supposed to bring people together, but now everybody's hiding.
I asked Nye if she was worried about the new coronavirus here in L.A.
Well, of course we're concerned. Coming out on a day like this, like, you know, my friend goes, did you bring a mask?
She decided not to bring a mask, and fears surrounding the spreading virus weren't enough to keep Nye and her family from coming out to celebrate. For Here and Now, I'm Robert Garova.